This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, being with the Quran during Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, and I, the English Radio, and obviously topic being the Quran during Ramadan. And obviously this is a particularly beautiful topic, and we are meant to engage with the Quran much more during Ramadan. And I was sort of thinking, you know, one way, a very good way to engage with the Quran that many people, many of us enjoy, is to actually think about some of the stories and lifestyles of the prophets that we read in the Quran. Because obviously, I know it's something that I am always thinking about. So any time that hardships come in life, or even when hardships turn to ease, I love to think of some of the stories. So my particular favorite is always the life, the story of Prophet Yusuf, but typically I think many of us have our sort of favorite stories of the prophets, and maybe we're depending on what's going on, we think about sort of the different aspects of their lives. So, and what is so special about the lives of the prophets? So obviously the prophets always endured extreme hardships. And we know that obviously the final prophet, the seal of the prophet, our holy prophet, Prophet Muhammad, he was the most oppressed. He endured the worst hardships of all. And this is how it is narrated to us. This is what the holy prophet himself would say. Now, from these extreme hardships and from the suffering and torture of the prophets, we can also derive some important points. So we know that the prophets, despite their very high spiritual, intellectual, emotional, even physical status, they were humbled before Allah. I'll explain this a bit more. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio. And so I'm talking about, in particular, becoming close to the Quran during Ramadan. And I'm suggesting to sort of become closer with the stories of the prophets in the Quran, because there are many things we can ponder and reflect upon in their lives. And obviously, I've just been saying that for many of us, we actually derive, let's say, it helps our patience. We derive strength and sort of extra insights when we think about the lives of the prophets in the Quran. So we know that obviously the prophets, despite their high status, are humble before Allah. And look, there's another point, because we see that obviously the prophets are so close to Allah. There is no flaw, there is no deficiency in their worship of Allah. We consider they are infallible. They are not capable. They do not make mistakes. They don't have they do not do wrong things, evil things. And we see that even though their worship is so perfect, just because they worship Allah, they don't always get exactly what they want. Obviously, Prophet Yusuf and his father were separated for decades, and his father, being such an exalted prophet, the grief was so great. And this is even though he knew his son was alive, and he turned blind with the grief. So obviously the prophets are put through great hardship. And we also have to remind ourselves that, you know, it's not compulsory. Allah does not have to give us particular things. Even if we ask for them, Allah doesn't have to give them to us. And it also helps us to remember, whether we remember this also during the month of Ramadan, just because people are afflicted with hardships doesn't mean that they've done anything wrong. Because, you know, I've overheard these things sometimes. Someone maybe has a family member who's suffering from a great illness, really suffering a particular type of cancer, and in some people's minds, there's the idea, oh, they deserve it somehow. No, this is not. We are all given hardships. Everything is decreed by Allah to the extent that we can bear it. We all have different capacities, and every single hardship is tailored to us. So, inshallah, this is a different way of thinking about some of the ways we can sort of get more familiar with the Quran during Ramadan. And I look forward to welcoming you back to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.